You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Did you know that 80% of our state's economy consists of small businesses? And the times that we are currently living in are having such an incredible impact on these companies. Many small business owners are struggling to make sense of the new federal stimulus bill and then any legal implications of the coronavirus. So this is where the business law firm of Smith & Malik are coming in to help by offering a new free resource for small business owners. Law partners Tara Malik and Peter Smith are joining us today to explain how they are doing their part to help these business owners. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you.
So, Tara, I want to start with you. You've been on the program before, and we should remind people that you really are an incredibly forward-thinking law firm. When you were on the program before, you talked about your paid family leave program. So looking out for people seems to be really a big part of your firm's mission.
It really is. We're focused on making tomorrow better for both the communities in which we work and operate, as well as our employees and staff. And so as part of that mission, you know, we try and look for opportunities where we can give back and make people's lives a little bit better. And this pro bono service that we're offering now is part of that focus and meeting that mission and vision.
So, Peter, tell us what kinds of services that you are offering small business owners right now. And as we mentioned, I mean, we're talking pro bono, which means free legal services for these small business owners.
Yeah, it's a wide ranging area of service. You know, a lot of people are calling about the stimulus program, but other people are calling about tenants that they have and how to deal with extending out maybe the payments for their leases so they can allow them to stay in spaces. We're talking to them about their lenders and what their lenders' positions will be on payment of debt. We're talking about employment issues, employees that are not showing up to work for reasons related to health or taking care of family members. We're dealing with how to advise employers when they have employees in their facilities, how to keep them safe. So the service offers a portal for them to upload documents if they have any that are necessary for us to give advice. We will review those before the call and then have the call. So hopefully it's an effective use of both of our time to kind of get them the answers they need in a quick and efficient way so that they can protect their business, their employees, their communities. Because back to what Tara said, to get through this, we really all need to pull together, and evicting a tenant from your commercial building may not be the best option at this point when there's no tenant to fill that space. It may not be the best option for the bank to foreclose on property at this point. They don't have anybody to buy it from them. So we're really looking at just giving them those high-level answers to questions that hopefully will let them move on and we can all work our way through this COVID-19 crisis.
Well, and one thing I thought was interesting as well is that, I mean, you even have attorneys on board who are prepared to discuss things like contractual implications of COVID-19, because there are apparently times where a contract can be void because of what you're calling an act of God clause. Can you talk a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, certainly. There's two clauses in most contracts that come into play. One of them is called a force majeure. And that's just a French term that means something that happens that's outside of anyone's control. We have a number of folks saying they're not going to pay rent related to the force majeure because they have to be closed. They can't be open, so they can't have any revenue. An act of God is a little bit different. It deals with a very similar type contractual avoidance. You can say, neither one of us ever anticipated that this event would take place. We didn't allocate the risk for it. So what we're going to do is say this contract is essentially set aside. We need to renegotiate a new one. And we don't know where the courts will come down on this at this point. There obviously, I think there's 12 cases in Idaho that we found related to these types of scenarios, and they're very fact specific. They're gonna wind their way through the courts. But what we've been telling people, less of a legal advice, but more of just a practical one, is what are you really going to get out of forcing somebody to live by a contract or taking someone to court for breach of a contract? If you can get out of the contract, what does that mean long-term for you if you're the one trying to get out? And let's look at this from a global perspective and say, what's really the best result here? Maybe not a legal one, because the courts are courts of justice. They're not courts of fairness, and they're not courts of what's right. Maybe we need to look at this from a business standpoint and see if we can find a solution.
We're talking with law partners, Tara Malik and Peter Smith, with the law firm Smith & Malik. And, you know, Tara, I think what's interesting too is though, even though, I mean, you know, you all are attorneys, I mean, you started out as a small business. So does this kind of hit home in a way for you in the sense of, you know what it's like to kind of take that leap of faith and start your own business, but then I don't think anyone is prepared to have something happen like coronavirus happening.
No, certainly not. I mean, we are really familiar with the stressors that a small business faces and the obligations and duties that come along with that. And, you know, I think as part of business planning, you always look to the future and you may have a contingency plan when there's a downturn in the economy. But certainly, I think I can say pretty safely, most firms or businesses don't expect something as big as this corona pandemic. And so I think it's all the more important to help these folks who have small businesses through a time that's incredibly stressful, that they didn't expect or anticipate. You know, stress isn't conducive to good decision making. And if we can step in and help be the cool head to walk them through what their options are, we certainly want to do that. And we get those pressures, and so we can operate from a place of empathy and provide the legal services and the answers to those burning questions that they need right now.
And we should note, you have offices around the state, so this is really for any small business owner in the state. So how do people make an appointment? How does the process work?
We have on our website a page dedicated to COVID. If you go onto the website, and the website is smithmalik.com, and Malik is M-A-L-E-K.com. On that site, there is a button to click for the free consultation, the 30-minute consultation appointment with attorneys. Once you click on that, you can fill out the information, and the more details you provide, really the better we'll be able to answer specific questions and the questions that are really holding up a business. You can upload documents. We then get that information. We run a conflict check and make sure that we don't have any conflicts that would prohibit us from representation. And then someone will reach out pretty quickly to set up an appointment. So you can sit down with an attorney or virtually sit down with an attorney and have your questions answered. And we'll do all the legwork in the background. We'll do the research in the background before we get on the call. So the more details that we can receive on our site, the better.
And how long will you be offering this free service?
At this point, we're going to be offering it for as long as the community needs it. So certainly through this stay-at-home order and beyond that, I would anticipate we're going to get updates from all levels about, you know, what the new normal looks like. And it may be that we're extended for, you know, another couple of weeks on this as well. So we'll be here and we'll be a resource for as long as we're needed.
I want to thank you both for coming in and talking to us about this and for offering up these services. Such an overwhelming time for so many people. And then you add on, you know, your business and possibly trying to keep that afloat. So thank you both. We've been talking with law partners Tara Malik and Peter Smith. They are with the law firm Smith & Malik. Again, if you need free legal assistance, they are offering that. You can go on their website or also call 208-215-2411. Up next, so how are you kids and parents doing with this new normal? We're going to talk with some local families, and you know what? You might even get the chance to meet one of my kids. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.